Hello, tubers. This is Pat Jordan coming to you from the Grain Ghetto in Illinois. Divide and conquer. I think the literal translation was rendered divide and rule. Conquer implies military might to defeat an enemy. Rule means that the enemy has already been defeated, the occupation has been established, and now the military rules will be enforced. CFR means Code of Federal Regulations. All military branches have regulations. I was taught by the Second in Command of Public Health that no code has force and effect of law until the rules are promulgated in the Federal Register. You can waive the code of public health or the IRS or any other branch of government all day long at the government, but unless the rules exist, the code is meaningless. Those who are in the know just laugh at your ass and the rest of you. The Jordanized version of the Roman quote goes like this. Protocol 310. The Goyim have lost the habit of thinking unless prompted by the suggestion of our specialists. Therefore, they do not see the urgent necessity of what we, when our kingdom comes, shall adopt at once, namely this, that it is essential to teach in national schools one simple true piece of knowledge, the basis of all knowledge, the knowledge of the structure of human life, of social existence, which requires division of labor, and consequently, the division of men into classes and conditions. It is essential for all to know that owing to difference in objects of human activity, there cannot be any equality, that he who by any act of his compromises a whole class cannot be equally responsible before the law with him who affects no one but only his own honor. The true knowledge of the structure of society into the secrets of which we do not admit the goyim would demonstrate to all men that the positions and work must be kept within a certain circle, that they may not become a source of human suffering, arising from an education which does not correspond with the work which individuals are called upon to do. After a thorough study of this knowledge, the peoples will voluntarily submit to authority and accept such position as is appointed them in the state. In the present state of knowledge and the direction we have given to its development of the people, blindly receiving things in print cherishes, thanks to the promptings intended to mislead and its own ignorance, a blind hatred towards all conditions which it considers above itself, but it has no understanding of the meaning of class and condition. I was awakened one morning by a call by the company contracted to spray poison on my neighbor's farm fields, PHARM. Who really isn't a physical neighbor. They said that they were coming out sometime midday. The call came in around 7:30 a.m., so I spent my morning without breakfast picking produce that was ready to eat, and by 9 a.m., the sprayer had arrived. I guess if you're retarded or don't give a shit that 9 a.m. is considered midday. I went through the fence that I put up to keep the rabbits but not the deer out, past the traps to reduce the mole population on my way to harvest things that I would not normally bring in but had to so that they would not be damaged and then unedible at this stage of their maturity. The rest of my garden had been stunted for the past month, with the best germination being around 67% and the worst being zero. It was then that I realized I was living a reactive existence in a bunker where I still had to create more layers just to protect myself from deer that can jump 15 feet vertically from a standing position, and even more layers from moles that can burrow under any barrier to eat your crops, and relative luxury and protection underneath screens to keep butterflies and other heinous insects out. It's exactly like a prison that has a perimeter fence, cells, and solitary confinement where even the warden is locked into the prison. I was the warden of a vegetable bunker that wasn't even a garden, but a chemistry experiment on how to survive on a hostile planet. I grew an open garden for 40 years unmolested, except for the odd coyote bite out of a ripe cantaloupe. How did we get to this point? How this all happened was apparent as I considered what was happening to cause me to go out to my bunker during a literal air raid. The pesticide applicator was a contractor. This means that the farm whore, PharmWhore, was not putting the poisons on himself. Consider that for a moment. You own or work ground as if you were a specialist in a quick lube. You only unscrew the oil filter. Draining the oil pan and filling the block are done by other specialists. If the farm whore who owned and worked the land had to get the permits, a permit is a government allowing you to do something that is known to be unlawful, and apply the poison themselves, and they knew what those poisons were, and if there were a God, they were injured by the application of those poisons, then they probably wouldn't do it. The physical harm, the environmental and financial risk would make any reasonable person rethink just what modern agriculture had become. It certainly isn't farming, F-A-R-M-I-N-G. But that was the point. Division of labor. Divide and conquer. Divide and rule. Because the farm whore is no longer expending time, energy, money, and health to poison the planet. It is done by proxy, by people who have been given license to harm the world, thus immunity from having that injury revisited upon themselves for their crime. Yes, I said crime. It doesn't stop there. I had a lot of oregano to bring in by hand with scissors and a brown paper bag, so I considered that just beyond the pesticide application, the farm whore didn't even have to bring his crops in by himself by hand, process them by hand, or store them by hand. In fucking fact, farm whores don't even consume the industrial waste products that they grow. Think about fucking that. There are machines that harvest for them, sort it for them, clean it for them, and store it for them, transport it for them, and then the Board of Trade for Commodities automatically through computer programs, not the dancing apes on the floor of the Chicago Board of Trade, sets the price and sells it for them. In fact, when the AI takes over this Borg bio-industry, the farm whore will be obsolete and the AI can run the entire operation from central control. Because this is an audio only and I simply don't have time to do slideshows, why don't you all get out your copies of Star Trek First Contact to watch the image of the Earth go from a colorful ball to a gray rectilinear mass when the Borg arrive, and then compare that with aerial views of field after field of industrial row crops. Thou mightest shitteth thy pants. But hang on to it, that might be the only organic fertilizer you get. Once the crops are brought in, the farm whore doesn't even have to bring his goods to the village market to try to hawk his wares to his peers. The international commodity market is already established and compensated by military occupation tribute money so that he is guaranteed a minimum wage like welfare. I'm not going to edit that out. That kind of shit happens when you do these things. Because I'm so incensed about it. Think about it, kids. That I'm ad-libbing now. Think about it. They're growing Borg crops for the hive, and they're being given your money to do it, and you would probably complain about some inner-city woman that has 13 kids that's living off the dole. What the hell is the difference? Plus, her fucking food stamps are coming from the farm program that was compensated by your money again, that is 100% supported by these farm whores that grow nothing but industrial waste products. Corn is not corn anymore. Corn used to be either animal or people food, and now it's just starch for making expanded packing material. Soybeans is not even a soybean anymore. It's so genetically completely mutated from what it used to be, that used to feed martial arts monks in China and allow them to do miracles, that now is just an industrial chemical processing plant. And I mean the word plant both ways: a plant like a living entity, but a plant as if you're going to say industrial chemical plant. But then that's the duality, isn't it? You can have an industrial chemical plant of brick and steel, or you can have a plant in the ground that's still operating as if it is making industrial chemicals, but it is in a living plant. End of ad lib. Okay. So therefore, from seed choice to soil opening, to weed control, to pest control, to harvest, to sales, there is no part of farming, P-H-A-R-M-I-N-G, that the farm whore, P-H-A-R-M-W-H-O-R-E, does himself. The infrastructure is provided for him in intricate layers of labor division, where he only has to show up, pretend to work a bit, and then collect his check. Consider then the poor dirt farmer, who selects heirloom seeds, puts them in poisoned ground, gets little to no germination, with little to no yield, with no ability to be compensated for a bad year by tax dollars like a farm whore growing program crops for the Borg. Seriously, corn, soybeans, and wheat are called program crops. The poor dirt farmer has plants that are contaminated with poison drift, attacked by fungus, and overrun by insects, driven from the farm whore fields into a pseudo-organic bounty. Yet there is no recourse for the actions of an entire infrastructure of industry, ruining the life of another man because the system of the hive exists only to serve itself. All others be damned. What used to be productive land that provided ample return without even the need to water is now a wasteland that has to be studied so that the analog of the soil being an equivalent to the human biome can be understood in order to correct both. No suit or action can be taken because the government and the courts are still more divisions of labor as institutions to serve this machine. They've already permitted the crime, so you can't yell injury crime because the governments and the courts are co-conspirators. Now, you might think in your smugness that, well, if you started or joined an intentional community, that you would all work together for peace and harmony, and there would be a village blacksmith, and a master gardener, and a village healer, and someone to run the loom. But in your blatant ignorance, you will have simply fallen into the fractal trap of repeating the same error on a smaller fractal scale. Unless every man, woman, child, and gender fluid knew how to smelt metal, weave something other than a hair implant, grow a seed, and fix a wound, then your intentional village would be nothing but the intent of the hive on a smaller scale, and you will have gained and changed nothing. Peel back all of those layers. Make each man do all of his own work. Make each man accountable for all of his own actions, and the Yahudim will never have control over the earth again.